Less than 3 years into the club's existence, the American Hockey League's top boss believes the Abbotsford Canucks have already established themselves as one of the league's model franchises. All president and CEO Scott Howson recently made his first visit to Abbotsford since the Canucks' very first home game back on October 22, 2021. Speaking to the news on Saturday, December 2, he said the Vancouver Canucks' decision to move their affiliate from Utica to Abbotsford has been a success. I think it's worked for everybody, he said. Certainly for the league, it's one of the stronger franchises in terms of game-by-game revenue. It's raised the bar for our league, it's in a Canadian market, and I think it works for the Canucks too. Tonight was fun. Hashtag Abbotsford Canucks pick.twitter.com/1arkisvivetlik, Abbotsford Canucks, at Abby Canucks, October 23, 2021 RELATED. Abbotsford Canucks win first game on home ice. The club placed 20th in the 32-team league in attendance last season and is around the same early into 23-24. But Howson pointed out that the yield from those ticket sales is higher than much of the rest of the league. He said a big part of the reason for Abbotsford's success is the Abbotsford Center. He stated that the building capacity of just over 7,000 is slightly on the higher side of the all, but the number of suites and recent upgrades to the building have made a difference. This past offseason saw the AC receive a new scoreboard, ribbon banner, seat upgrades and other technical improvements. Related, Abbotsford Canucks average 4,898 per game for 2022-23 regular season. I think this is the perfect size and the perfect building for all hockey, he said. You try and find that balance of demand and keeping the demand up, but also when you have big nights just being able to generate a lot of revenue. I believe if we get a deep playoff run here, like the conference finals, the traffic from Vancouver will be unreal. But I did a tour of the building yesterday, Friday, and it's ideally suited for the AHL. When asked about the possibility of All-Star Weekend coming to Abbotsford, Howson said the AC would have the ability to host such an event. If they were interested, absolutely, he said, noting that teams have to bid in advance. But you need the hotel space and also need to have a conference center that can hold our Hall of Fame induction. The All-Star Classic is coming to San Jose February 4-5. Join your hashtag SJ Barracuda as it feels best take on at TechCU Arena for an exciting weekend with plenty of hockey talent on display and fun for the whole family. PC. https://t.co/dbaba4hzpick.twitter.com/gsrvqqgdk0, SJ Barracuda, at SJ Barracuda. May 16, 2023, he added that the All is in a good spot and has rebounded after the challenges associated with the pandemic. Our teams are doing an incredible job, he said. As a league, we were up over 20% last year from our record high of ticket revenue and we're trending really well this year. We're up about 8% in raw attendance numbers and a little or higher than that in revenue numbers this season. Howson pointed out that for the All to be up so much in the pre-Thanksgiving time period with so many teams located in the United States is very positive. He said that historically some franchises see a dip in revenue in the time period between opening date and Thanksgiving due to increased competition and so many other activities, but this season has not seen that dip. Introducing NBA G League TV Basketball, now available Fridays and Saturdays on Tubi. Catch opening night games starting with the 2023 champion at Blue_Coats taking on the at WC Knicks here. https://t.co/hispigfleepick.twitter.com/99sz20dexe. Tubi. At Tubi. November 11, 2023. One potential new source of revenue for the league is its All TV streaming service. Launched in 2018, it provides fans the opportunity to watch as many games as they choose for a fee. With sports rights fees skyrocketing in recent years, Howson said it's possible that All TV could end up on an established streaming service and the rights could be sold. We're in the middle of our contract with our current provider, he said, noting that the deal expires at the end of next season, 24-25. And we've formed a committee and got people working on it and talking to providers, and we will do what's right for the AHL. Howson said that the All TV format has been a huge hit. I will tell you that the All TV model is very, very successful for the league, he said. very financially successful, but we don't currently get a rights fee. If someone wants to come in and give us a big rights fee, then that changes. We had to build this on our own, and now we're going through all the possibilities right now. Streaming is probably our biggest growth opportunity. The All is turning All Live into All TV, switching partners, cutting costs, and offering streaming on more devices and platforms. Today is a very good day. You can get every Marley's game for $60, or the league for $80. pick.twitter.com/DZF1K33ZOG. Scott Wheeler, at Scott C. Wheeler, September 5, 2018. He pointed out that the big Canadian sports broadcasters like TSN or Sportsnet most likely lack the capital to commit to such a deal with the All. Last month it was announced that the G League, the NBA equivalent to the All, signed a streaming deal with the Tubi app. It's possible that a deal similar to that one could be available for the AHL in the future. Howson was also asked about the unique setup in the Pacific Division, which sees Abbotsford see many of the same teams frequently. The Canucks play the Calgary Wranglers 12 times and play 8 games apiece against the Bakersfield Condors, Coachella Valley Firebirds, Ontario Reign, Henderson Silver Knights and Colorado Eagles. Abbotsford only plays 8 games against teams outside of the Pacific Division this season. The schedule is a challenge, he said. It presents a challenge for the schedule makers, but when the Pacific Division was started, they all agreed that this is what they want to do. They wanted to play each other for the most part. We try our best to work with the teams and try and satisfy what they want. Howson said he believes players like more variety and many also like playing in Canadian markets, but that it's about working with teams and trying to satisfy them. He also said that the 72-game schedule is the right number of games for the league right now. Howson added that the current playoff format also allows more players to experience postseason hockey. New City, New Threads firepick.twitter.com/yerpjeu. Calgary Wranglers, at AHL Wranglers, October 7, 2022. According to Howson, the new All team in Calgary has been a good addition. I think it's working really well for them, he said. It's a big improvement for them over Stockton. I think they'd be the first to tell you that they're still sorting through having 3 teams, Wranglers, Flames and Hitmen, playing in one building and how you market the teams. But I don't think they'd take that decision back in a second. He said never say never with regards to more teams in BC or Western Canada, but it seems unlikely in the near future unless there is more NHL expansion. He noted that the Edmonton Oilers recently signed on for 5 more years in Bakersfield. Related: City of Abbotsford, Canucks finalize partnership agreement. As for the Abbotsford contract, the Canucks initially signed to play out of the AC for 5 seasons. Howson said the league doesn't get involved with extensions unless they're asked, but he believes it makes too much sense to not extend. I don't foresee there being a problem, he said, when asked about the extension possibility. I think this is working too well for everybody. The next big All event coming up is the All-Star Game, which is set for February 4 in San Jose. The 2024 All-Star Classic is coming to San Jose. The NHL's top prospects in the All will make their way to at Tech Quarena to celebrate one of the league's biggest events. Best part? All Barracuda Battery members will get first access to tickets. https://t.co/ancienx74c5 SJ Barracuda, at SJ Barracuda, May 11, 2022.